Let's talk about analog versus digital trunked radio systems. There's a difference, but there's also some similarities. Let's explain that one. Back when I first started scanning, there was only analog trunked radio systems. That means that the voice channels on this system were only analog voice. But yes, we do have a digital component. In fact, all trunked radio systems have this same shared digital component, and that is the control channel. A control channel is the steady stream of information that is sent to every radio that is on that particular site, and also part of the network of trunked radio systems. And of course, this information not only says, hey, this is where the different talk groups are located and where they are going and where we're going to assign them on this site, but also, hey, does this radio have the ability to even register on this site? Are you permitted to be here? Am I going to deny you? Hey, are you a stolen radio? Do I need to zap or stun your radio? It also gives information about the trunk system, such as its NAC and its WACN, right? It's the different types of IDs that are part of a trunked radio system. This control channel, again, is on every single trunked radio system. And again, if you haven't been a part of Scanner Radio University yet, and you don't understand what a trunked radio system is, check out our prior videos and podcasts on trunked radio systems as part of the Scanner Radio University series. But again, to summarize, a control channel is like a conductor in an orchestra. And that conductor tells everybody when to play and when to go. And the control channel is doing the exact same thing here. It is telling the talk groups where they are and when the radio should move. And everybody comes back to the control channel to wait for more information. And it is a beautiful symphony that is being played while the conductor or the control channel is directing everybody as to where to go. Now, again, we are talking analog trunk systems. Motorola Type 1, Motorola Type 2, Type 2, not Phase 2. And also EDAX trunk systems and LTR. These are all analog trunked radio systems that are more or less going the way of the dodo. And they all have analog voice channels on them. That's why they are called analog trunked radio systems. Now, we also have digital trunked radio systems. These digital trunked radio systems do not have any analog component to them whatsoever. They are fully digital, meaning all the voice channels are digital. The control channel is digital. And these types of systems are Motorola P25, both phase one and phase two. And DMR, all flavors, such as Capacity Plus, Capacity Max, right, to name a couple here. NXDN is also tied into this digital world of trunked radio. But there's a third option here, and this is a hybrid system. This is where we have what we call an analog trunked radio system, but we can have some digital talk groups on here, such as a Motorola Type 2 trunked radio system with digital talk groups that we need a P25 scanner to listen to. And again, this is like the earlier P25 radios, such as a Radio Shack Pro 96 or a 2096 or a Uniden BC785D, right? These radios allowed us to listen to P25 talk groups on a Motorola Type 2 system. And we're gonna loop back on this in just a second. So why you can't use these radios on a true P25 system, even though they worked on the old systems. And we also have on the EDAX world, we have Pro Voice. And Pro Voice is the digital technology on an EDAX system. And these hybrid systems were in use for quite a while. But again, everything starts eventually to migrate over to digital. If it hasn't migrated yet, I'm sure eventually it will. And we use digital for several reasons. One of them being that it's just the nature of the beast, right? As technology improves and as things progress, even our cell phones, right? We haven't had analog cell phones for well over a decade now. Digital is also better with spectrum management. We can actually compress the signal a little bit better, right? And so maintain a high fidelity voice sound. And we can also stack our communications up over the same bandwidth. And we do that either with FDMA or TDMA, depending on which type of system we are talking about here. On Motorola P25, if we have a phase one system, that digital voice occupies that entire frequency. But If it's a phase two, it's TDMA, which means it alternates the user, the talk group, over time, over the same frequency. So it's talk group one, talk group two, talk group one, talk group two, right? Milliseconds apart. We don't hear anything that changes, but the radio knows, and it's all based off of the digital and the timing sequences and everything else that happens with the magic of digital transmissions. A lot of people seem to believe that we migrate over to digital strictly for the ability to encrypt. And I'm going to say that is entirely not 100% plausible here, because even in the analog days, we still had the ability to have encryption on talk groups. It is a lot easier to set up now. It is a lot more prevalent these days, but I think that's just because of the changes in the landscape when it comes to what's happening in the world these days, right? I don't want to get political, but that's just the nature of the beast. And going to encryption on a digital system, yes, is easier to do because really it's just a flip of a bit, right? It's, are you encrypted? Are you not encrypted? Yes, every radio is going to need to be set up with an encryption key. Yes, every radio is going to need to be set up with the ability to go over to that encryption or turn on the encryption, right? So there are some fundamentals that have to happen behind the scenes, but if that feature is already on a system and it's already laid out there, turning it on, yeah, it could happen pretty quickly. But that's not why we go over to digital. That's not why we find systems like P25 or DMR out there. It's the progression of trunked radio systems. And part of the scanner radio hobby is being up to date on the leading edge of what is happening out there in the scanner radio world. And again, I know that some people haven't had to listen to a digital system before, or they haven't had to listen to a trunk system before, and now they find themselves, you know, underwater. But again, that's exactly why Scanner Radio University is here. Before we wrap up and talk about why we can't use our older P25 scanners on new P25 systems, I just want to take a second here to thank my Patreon supporters. It's their support that has helped me bring this podcast from an audio platform over to YouTube. And if you haven't yet subscribed to us over on YouTube, please help us by doing so. Please help support this channel by subscribing to us over on YouTube. 80% of our watchers are not subscribers, and by subscribing to this channel, you really help promote the podcast and these videos to other people just like yourself. If you'd like to help support us over on Patreon, please go to scannerschool.com/Patreon.
Do you feel lost when it comes to the scanner hobby? Are you looking for someone to answer your questions? Do you have a new radio and you need help understanding how it works? Or are you working on a big project and need somebody to bounce ideas off of? Do you need a little bit more personal assistance than what you can get from an online community? And are you looking for somebody to dedicate their attention and their time to helping you out when it comes to getting you unstuck with whatever it is that you are struggling with when it comes to the scanner radio hobby? I'm here to do just that. See, you can book me for a session right now where I'll sit on Zoom and do a video or a screen share with you, just as if I am sitting across the table and helping you out. You can book your tutoring session right now by going to scannerschool.com/tutoring. I can't wait to help you out.
Okay, so you've got yourself a Radio Shack Pro 96, 2096, or a Uniden BC785D, right? And you've got that extra chip in there that allows you to listen to P25 communications. And you're listening to, you know, the old analog systems, or you're listening to conventional P25, and it works fine. But you can't seem to get it set up on the new P25 trunk radio system. Why is that? It's very simple. It's because of the protocol. Those scanners were not built to monitor the P25 control channel that's 9600 baud. These scanners only know how to listen to a Motorola Type 2 3600 baud control channel, in addition to EDACs and probably LTR, right? When it comes to listening to P25, these radios were built to work in this hybrid state. Listen to a Motorola Type 2 system on a 3600 baud control channel, and then go over to the voice channel that was transmitting with a P25 data stream. The radio has no idea how to listen to a P25 control channel. This is why we can't just take our older P25 scanner radios and use them on P25 trunk systems. But again, there's still use for these, right? There's still things out there we can listen to. There's still conventional P25 systems out there. Again, the secrets are in the searches. Go find some, put that radio into search mode and see what you can pick up. I'm sure there's more out there than you expect. If you find this podcast episode, please leave me a comment and let me know. And also make sure you subscribe to this channel.
Before we wrap up this week's podcast, I want to take a minute here to thank all of our Patreon supporters.
Alvin Zaz, Arthur Heron, Bill Kay, Bob Robs, Bob Middleton, Brandon Sammons, Brian Arsenal, Brian King, Chris Paris, Classic Hank, Craig Harper, Dan, Danielle Caviola, Dave Pasco, David, David C., David Kudneski, David Robertson, David Watts, Danny Crotty, Ed Walsh, Ed, K2EPM, Greg Johnson, I Hate Junk Mail, Jack Haycock, Jacques Berry, James Felling, Jay Reed, Jeff, Jeff Block, Jeff Chapman, Jeff Waldrop, Jenny Taylor, Jim B., Jim Heinrich, John Keel, John Sweeney, John Derby, John Goldenberg, Joshua Robb, KC5, DJT, Ken Newberry, Kenneth Fowler, Kevin Zwicky, Lenny Bauer, Les Stevenson, Lloyd R., Luke Hartnett, Mark Beebe, Mason Kramer, Matt, and NU8H, Michael Kroger, Michael Meadows, Michael Thomas, Mike Lopez, KN6, FXR, Mike Pilts, Nicholas Stenger, Paul Bowling, Paul Thiel, Randy Young, Raymond Hill, Rich Palmieri, Ronnie Bach, Scott Lefgren, Stephen Falcon, Thomas Giampino, Todd Glendie, BA7ZZT, and William Arcand, W1WRA.
Find out more about Patreon and our support tiers by visiting scannerschool.com/Patreon. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you again next week. 73.